Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weisop. Today we're going to talk about Travis Scott and his new album, Utopia. Now, of course, I haven't heard it. It hasn't been released yet. But he's been teasing it for a long time now. And I want to talk about some symbolism, some artwork, and how this all connects into the realm of the occult. Alchemy. Aleister Crowley. All the things, right? So let's talk about it. He's been seen walking around with this briefcase for months now. Clearly teasers. You know how this works, right? The paparazzis, they get a phone call. Hey, be sure to be at the studio. Travis Scott's coming out. Whatever, right? Everything's an illusion. Everything's a show. So the release date is supposed to be July 28th. I've seen different reports claiming this and that, right? He'll be performing at Rolling Loud in Miami July 22nd, all right? And this is actually pretty significant because it's the largest concert where he's headlining since he killed all those kids. Well, I mean, since that concert he was performing at, all those kids died. And here's the thing. Nobody cares. Everyone's been stretched to their limits of life with the inflation and the pandemics, and eggs are $8 and gas is $4. The housing prices are outrageous. There's aliens. They straight up tell us, hey, there's aliens. Nobody cares. We're in an age of apathy right now. Okay. People are being self-centered, partly because we do live in an age of narcissism, partly because that's where we've been taken. We've stripped down Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and now everyone's focused on their self because it's survival mode. So does anyone care that Travis Scott was pushing satanic symbolism at this concert and a bunch of kids died? Not really. People like, just give me that banger. Give me that club banger. I don't care. Like, they might care a little bit, but... And look, I actually like Travis Scott's music, so... I get it, right? I'm not boycotting Travis Scott's music. Anyway. Let me get off my opinionated soapbox and stick with the facts. Nothing but the facts. My man Mario, he sent me a link. Travis Scott is performing his album release party at the Egyptian pyramids. On Pitchfork, they wrote about it. They said, Travis Scott has announced he'll unveil The World of Utopia, his forthcoming album, during a live stream performance in front of the ancient pyramids of Giza in Egypt. It takes place on Friday, July 28th. Blah, blah, blah. Originally, they claimed it was July 25th. I guess it's the 28th. Why does it matter? Well, the pyramids are a mystical place. They're a place of magic. This ties us into ancient Egyptian alchemy, Thoth, Hermes, all those things. Illuminate, confirm. That's the simple. Illuminate, confirm. Travis Scott is into magical thinking with this album. And we're going to come back to this, all right? Let's get through the information first. If you look at the artwork for the tickets for the pyramid show, it gives out heavy Stargate vibes, a portal to another realm. Now, if that sounds familiar, it's because portals played a role in the symbolism at his concert, the Astral World concert, where all them people died. There was portals. Do you remember that? In fact, there was a dove on fire coming out of the portal, showing us that the audience was going into hell. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I've got, I think, 4 episodes going into this thing. I'll drop the link in the show notes, but back in November of 21 when it happened, I started going through it. Because I've followed Travis Scott for many years. He's been pushing occult symbolism for many, many years. So when I saw the concert, I said, oh my goodness. And I got featured in Newsweek, and it's a whole big deal, right? But in the Egyptian pyramids, ticket artwork, you see a lot of Stargate vibes. But take notice to the top and bottom, and I'll put the image on my Instagram, instagram.com/IsaacWeishaupt. Like and subscribe. On the top and bottom, you see opposing polarities of light and dark suns at the keystones, right? The black sun is an alchemical symbol of Negredo. This is the first stage of alchemy of man ascending towards God. And if you look at the appearance of the artwork, it implies an ascension from the black sun at the bottom to the opposing polarity of the white sun at the top. And of course, you got the black and white dual polarity thing. You see that in Gnosticism, Freemasonry, all that. You already know that. You've been following me a long time. But in alchemy, we're talking about the stages of going from black to white, and then it's yellow and red. And if you look at the artwork, you see all of those colors. Yellow, red, black, white. Travis Scott showing the ascension from the first stage to the second. Now, the Utopia artwork is a whole thing. If you go to his website, you can see on the font, and I'll put it on the Instagram, the font, it appears that the O in Utopia has a pupil in it. It's like an all-seeing eye. Very illuminate, confirm, right? Represents the enlightenment, the opening of the third eye, the pineal gland. That's Travis Scott. He's very much aware of the occult practices and has embraced them. And you'll notice the word utopia is surrounded by what appears to be rays of the sun, the solar religion of ancient Egypt and Osiris. Because the solar religion is very important. He's embracing this ancient Egyptian religion of magic. We're going to come back to this. There's been billboards out in LA spotted showing this luggage with a combination of a possible, it appears to be the combination to the luggages 07211. Lots of people thinking the release date will be July 21st, which is the date of the Oppenheimer movie. Of course, the Oppenheimer movie ties us into the concepts that we're going to talk about on Twin Peaks of the atomic blast opening up portals or gateways or stargates. In fact, Donut, shout out Donut, he was on this show a bit ago. We need to get him back on. Donut had a video. He points out, if you look at that briefcase combination, the top actually shows you 322. It's the Yale Skull and Bones number, referencing Genesis 3:22. A man becoming God. That's what this is about. Travis Scott becoming God. He was on that path. He did the blood sacrifice. Now he's ascending up. And you'll also notice he's got a deal with Nike. I think it's Nike. AJ1 Lowe's. I don't know. I'm not a sneakerhead. I think it's a complete waste of time. And it's actually a little gross, in my opinion. Because of the sweatshops, right? We all know Nike's got the sweatshops. Or maybe they don't anymore. I don't really care. And look, we all buy sweatshop stuff, okay? But I'm not going to actively collect shoes, which seems like a waste of time anyway. No offense to sneakerheads out there. My best friend's a sneakerhead. I don't get it. Actually, two of my very close friends are sneakerheads. They got walls of shoes in glass. I don't get it. That's okay. That's okay. I do nerd stuff too. It's fine. I go to CrossFit. That's pretty nerdy. And CrossFit, people are addicted to shoes too. I haven't caught that bug yet, but I could see it happening. Anyway, he's got some Nike shoes with Egyptian hieroglyphs on the tongue, and it says Utopia. See, nobody cares. Adidas, they booted Kanye West, and they're sitting on, I don't know, $500 million of Yeezy merch they can't sell. And all he did was say certain people run the world. You heard my show on that already. But Travis Scott pushed satanic symbolism, clearly satanic symbolism of demons and portals and expelling the Christ of the Holy Spirit with the dove. And a bunch of kids got killed. And it appears that he kind of knew, but he's always been pushing violence at all of his concerts, so who knows? He didn't lose a shoe deal. But look at what happened to Ye. He lost a shoe deal. I don't know. Seems a little odd to me. And what about those Astro World deaths? Well, it's funny because he was going to release this Utopia album way back then. He had already released tracks prepping for its release, Mafia, Escape Plan. And just recently, Bad Bunny confirmed it too, because he's got a collaboration on Utopia, and he said, and I quote, "We worked on that a while back, and I think Travis has been working on his project for a minute." No, this is PR stunt. They couldn't release the album when he's in the midst of all those kids getting killed. They had to let that sort of wash over. You know, give it some time. Because the album was recorded back in 2019, 2020, 2021. He was teasing it, releasing tracks, but then whoops, the concert, right? Which he was found innocent, by the way. I'm going to read you the legal thing. At the end of June, a Texas grand jury declined to press criminal charges against the rapper and organizers of Astroworld after a 19-month investigation, though other lawsuits related to the festival are still pending. Also, I noticed, I couldn't find it. I was scrolling on the Twitter, and I got an ad for some speaking event, and Travis Scott was the headliner speaker. It was like a business-related event, not hip-hop or nothing. And he was one of the lead headlining speakers. I thought, man, this guy's he's unfazed. He didn't get canceled. Nothing happened to him. And look, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know, should he have been canceled? I don't know. All I do know is that he was, in fact, playing with satanic symbolism, and he has a long history of asking for violence at his concerts and asking for blood. We talked about it on those four episodes I did. And then it happened. It manifested into reality, which takes us into the conclusion here. I know this is a quick banger, but I wanted to get it out. Because ironically, I like Travis Scott's music. But I can't deny the facts about the occult symbolism at play here. All right. The symbolism of this new album shows us opposing polarity plays. It's right there on the Pyramids of Giza artwork. He even had a mixtape called Dystopia that was to be released prior to Utopia. See, there's more opposing polarities. Utopia being a great place of harmony, Dystopia being a hellscape, which ironically Dystopia happened at the concert. He created too much Dystopia with all that satanic energy. And he was pushing a phrase back then, when the end arrives, it's really the beginning. The end of what? The end of these people's lives that were at the concert? I don't know. Was that the beginning of the thing? He was pushing a dystopia world, and that was pretty dystopic. Of all that fire and Satanism, and then people dying, that sounds like a dystopia. Now he's ushering a new age of prosperity and utopia. But what is the meaning of utopia? Let's see what he says from uprocks.com. Utopia is something that people feel is so far-fetched and out of reach, some perfect state of mind. But you create it yourself. There are people who achieve utopia every day. They may not be the richest people with the dopest cribs, but it's a utopia wherever they are. And that's the most you can have. With every album, I live in these worlds in my mind. I'm trying to show people experiences where utopian things can exist, and you can enjoy yourself and have a good time. They can create energy that spews out magical things. New cures, new buildings, new avenues for people to move forward. People need to see that utopia is real. So there you have it. Direct link to magic right from his own mouth. And plus, he's been working with producer or reducer, he calls himself, Rick Rubin. And Rick Rubin has got a rich history of talking about magic. He was the, remember on 60 Minutes he did that interview? If you don't, I'm going to tell you what was said here. Because he said he doesn't know anything about music. But he's like one of the most famous producers ever. And Anderson Cooper's asking him about it. He's like, wait a minute, what? You don't know anything about music? And Rick Rubin says, well, I know what I like and what I don't like, and I'm decisive about what I like and what I don't like. Then Cooper says, so what are you being paid for? And Rubin said, The confidence I have in my taste and my ability to express what I feel has been proven helpful for artists. He's creating a utopia in his mind, and look at him. He's living the life. See, that's the problem. You got that stinking thinking. You're not thinking like a winner like Rick Rubin and Travis Scott. In another interview with one more on Rick Rubin on a website called onbeing.org, Rick Rubin says, "Well, I think being an only child is part of it. I had a lot of time on my own, and I had very loving parents, but I spent a great deal of time alone in my room. I read a lot, and I got interested in magic, performing magic very early on. I was probably 9 years old. When you're 9, doing a card trick or an actual miracle occurring, there's gray area between that. The idea that there are things we don't understand when we see them and don't make sense. And as a practicing magician, creating images that gave people the feeling they were seeing something that they weren't seeing, it blurred the line for me where reality begins and ends, and it's still blurred. And I live in a world where anything is possible, and I'm open to the possibility of anything, regardless of how far out it seems possibly being able to happen." Now, I'm not opposed to magical thinking. Even Christ said so in the Bible, talked about the, I'm not that good of a Christian. I don't have the verses memorized. About how, you know, you can move a mountain with your mind if you believe with enough faith. Faith of a mustard seed, I think it's called. Then the interviewer later on says, "We're dealing in a magic realm. This is, nobody knows why or how it works. And I've spoken across the years to various, especially songwriters." I don't know, he hit his head on the keyboard when he typed it up. I don't know. This is what it says. "I remember Roseanne Cash saying to me, but I've heard other people say it in similar ways. It's like, it's not like you write the songs. It's like you catch the songs." Rubin says, "Yes." Tippett says, "It's like, and that if you don't catch it, somebody else will." Rubin says, "Yes, it's channeling." Tippett says, "And you've seen that a lot?" Rubin says, "It's how it all happens. And all of it happens magically and automatically. And the stories we tell ourselves about us doing it, it's just stories. We're part of it. If we're not there, it doesn't happen through us." And we talked about this many times. My second book I wrote was Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, about hip-hop and the occult. And we talked about the magic and all of these artists talking about how they channel lyrics and about how they're magicians. You hear this so many times. Once you open your eyes to it, it's all over the place. It's even in rock music. I talked about this in The Dark Path. Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath talked about channeling lyrics. And all of it makes sense to sum this all up, because this all goes back to magic, and it all goes back to the mystery religions of ancient Egypt. This is the religion of Aleister Crowley, the occult boogeyman. So I'm not shocked to see Travis Scott embracing all of these things. Crowley believed all the gods emanate from the Egyptian trinity, the pantheon of Nuit, Hatit, and Ra-Hor-Kuit. And that's what this is all about. He said it, Rick Rubin said it, and now you know it. It's about a public expression of occult magical thinking. You create your own world. You create your own utopia. You bend the will of the world to your own, causing change in conformity with the will. That's what magic is. And that's what Travis Scott is telling us about. And ancient Egypt is where it all originated from. Hermes and Thoth, this alien god who came and told mankind about alchemy, which again ties us to that alchemical symbolism you see in the artwork of going from the white sun to the black sun. Black sun to the white sun. Ironically, the alchemist is one of the producers, allegedly, on Utopia. The producer, the alchemist. So there you go. More Illuminate confirmed for Travis Scott, as always. And if you're not familiar with the, or maybe you haven't heard him in a while, listen to the 4 episodes I did on Travis Scott's Astral World. It's mind-blowing. We talked about the symbolism in the concert, and then we talked about a documentary where he revealed a lot of truths. And it's a lot. I'll put all the links in the show notes. Stay subscribed to the show. Check out my Instagram for all the images I'm talking about. Links are always in the show notes. Till next time, stay woke.